Okay, today is Daf Pei Beis. We're on Pei Beis. We're on the third line from the top. We're going to finish the parak today. We're going to start a very difficult parak. Very difficult. Here we go. Amalei Rav Huna L'Rabba Bray. Rav Huna said to Rabba his son, "My time alo shchiches kamed Rav Chista de Mechada in Shmaitze. How come you don't hang out by Rav Chista? He's so smart. Why don't you go learn by Rav Chista? He's such a good Rebbe. He's so smart. He's Mechada in Shmaitze. His teachings are so sharp. Why don't you go hang out by him?" So Amalei, my eyes are legabe. Why should I go to him? The chiyazilna legabe, when I go to him, mostly b'mili da alma. All he teaches is about things of the world. There's no Torah over there. He teaches about health and science. No Torah. So Amalei, what are you talking about? Like what? I'll give you an example. Man da ayel beis akise. If somebody goes to the bathroom, these are the kind of things he teaches. If somebody goes to the bathroom, lo leisiv behedja, don't sit down very fast. Below litrach tfei, and don't exert yourself too much when you're in the bathroom. Dahai karkashta, because there's some part of the body called the karkashta, right? Atlas shine yosiv.
No, the rectum, it says.
The rectum, atlas shine yosiv. It sits on three teeth. Dilma mishtamta shine de karkashta. Maybe they'll break. Va'asi lidei sakana. And they'll come to a sakana. I should go to his yeshiva and listen to that. So Amalei says the father, Rav Huna, who asik dechaye debraisa. He's talking about things that are outside. The ata marta mili de alma, and you say it's just mili de alma. Kolshkein zil legabe. You should for sure go there.
I'm saying this.
The father said back to the son, that's what he's teaching you? You should for sure go there. Says the Ben Yehoyada, what do you mean for sure? That this is better than Torah? In other words...
Why isn't it Torah? It's Torah.
What?
It's Torah.
What do you mean kolshkein? You for sure go hear that. How about you should hear that? What does it mean kolshkein? That you should for sure hear that. So the Ben Yehoyada has a very interesting take. The Mishnah says, Yifet Talmud Torah im derech eretz, sheyigias shnei mishkachas avon. So normally we translate that to mean the Talmud Torah is good with work. Derech eretz means work. When you're busy during the day, you're working. And you're busy with Torah, you don't have time to do any averus. You're busy all the time. That's a great thing, right? Says the Ben Yehuda, what it means is, he's not arguing on that. Pshat. Another level of interpretation, that when you mask Torah behind Mili D'Alma. Because people always want to hear Mili D'Alma. Right? Who wants to sit and learn deep, hard Tosfos? That's hard to get a guy excited about that. We'll talk about science today, and we'll talk about math, and we'll talk about the anatomy and biology. People get all excited. They think it's a tangent. So when you mask that in Torah, that's Yifed Torah in Derech Eretz. Right? You hear that? That's Kolshkein. That's the best type of Torah. Of course it's Torah. But the guy doesn't even realize he's learning Torah. He thinks he's all science, a big... And it's really all Torah. That's what he was telling him. And great words.
It's like today's conversation. Oh, Dad, it's too modern in that yeshiva. Oh, yeah. He's not. He's talking about... basically, it affects everyone's life.
Right. Right. It's a great... What?
It's a funny conversation.
What do you mean?
Well, what's going on here?
This Gemara, what's going on?
Yeah, well, it's not Torah. I mean, looking at it by the body...
It's not Hilchus Mukta. That's not what it was. It wasn't that, right? It wasn't Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah either. Right? It wasn't being Mava Sedra. We're talking about how to be healthy, right? So, is it important? And who's going to deny it's not important? Everybody will say it's important. Is it Torah? It's not Torah. I don't know about that. The answer is, of course it's Torah. And we're going to mask it in the guise of something else. Maybe people are more palatable that way. They're able to get it better more that way. They like it. Everybody likes, like I said, it's hard to get someone to sit down. Hey, we're going to learn for 8 hours today. We're going to go to lectures. We're going to learn about this and that. People go excited. Right? Okay. Hayilufanav, tsrar v'cheres. If someone has in front of him a tsrar, tsrar is a pebble, v'cheres, or a shard of cheres with which to wipe yourself. Which one's better? So Rav Huna Amar mekaneach b'tzvar. Rav Huna says a tzvar. Ve'ei mekaneach b'cheres. Don't use the cheres. Rav Chisda Amar, Mekaneach Becheretz, Vein Mekaneach Betzvor. So it's a machlokas. Meisvei, Hayolofan of Tzvor Becheretz, there's a brisa that says, if you have a choice, Mekaneach Becheretz. You should rather use the Cheretz, Vein Mekaneach Betzvor. Don't use the Tzvor. So Tiyuvta de Rav Huna. So there's a brisa here, the Tana, anonymous Tana that's apparently accepted by everybody against Rav Huna. So Tirgum Arach from Bar Papa, Kamei de Rav Chisda, Aliba de Rav Huna. That Rav Huna, what that meant was that according to Rav Huna, that Brisa was talking about Ognei Kelim, the rim of a Keli, right? Those are round and they won't, those Kelim, since they're rounded, since they're the rim, they won't cut the flesh, the basar. But a regular Cheres is dangerous and therefore he held he shouldn't use it. So why, if it's dangerous, did the other one hold it better? Because he held it wasn't dangerous. Okay.
Amazing that the guy is dedicated to the subject.
It's amazing,
huh? No? Oh, the stones are better, basically. Oh, of course.
What's the it's a machloket. So it's a machloket. No. So one man the armor here says he should use a sharp thing.
Why?
If you have a choice. I don't know why.
Cut yourself. I don't know why. Sharp things. I mean, where you cut yourself?
Just what they used to use.
No, dull one versus...
Which
one would you rather use?
So he says he should rather use the cheres because it's muksa. And it's Shabbos. Okay. Ha'ilofan of tzvar va'asavim.
What? That you'd rather use the cheres than the stone because the stone is in the realm of muksa. That's why you knit them. Isn't the stone dedicated for this? Stone
Okay. Ha'ilofan of tzvar va'asavim. If somebody has tzvar, pebble, the asavim, or grass. So if chizda v'rav hamnuna, chalam ha-mekaneach b'tzvar. One says, rather use the tzvar. V'ein mekaneach b'asavim. Don't use the grass. Why? Because they're moist and maybe they could somehow cause damage. V'chalam ha-mekaneach b'asavim. No, rather use asavim. V'ein mekaneach b'tzvar. Because that will damage worse. So meisvei, we actually have a brisa that says, ha-mekaneach b'davar sha'or sha'let this bow. If you use something that's able to catch fire, like grass, shina v'atachtonios noshros, your lower muscles, what happens to them? Noshros, they get damaged. Right? So you shouldn't use asavim. Lo kasha, ha, when is it mutter to use asavim? Belachim, when they're moist. Ha, be evasion. When shouldn't you? You shouldn't use them when they are hard. Okay. Hanitzdrach lefanos ve'eno nifne. If somebody has to go to the bathroom and he can't, he has a hard time going to the bathroom. So if chista v'ravina, there's a machlokas. Chadamar, what happens if someone does that? He walks around all day not going to the bathroom when he has to go. So chadamar ruach rasha letes bo. He'll have bad breath. Chadamar ruach zuhamash letes bo. He'll have bad smell. His whole body will smell. Tanya kamadam ruach zuhamash letes bo. There's actually a brisa that supports that. The Tanya, hanitzdrach lenakavav. If someone has to go to the bathroom, v'ochel, and he eats more, doma l'tanur, it's like an oven, shesikuhu agabe afaro, where they lit it on its own ashes. It's already ashes there, and they lit it again. Zeu tchilas ruach zuoma. That's the beginning of a foul-smelling person, because you're just adding fuel to the fire, so to speak, right? Guy go to the bathroom, he's eating more. That's gonna lead to a body odor. Hanitzrach lifanos, v'ein yachol lifanos. If someone has to go to the bathroom, but he can't, so Amar of Chista, Yoshev, Yamod, Yoshev, Yamod, Yoshev, stand and sit. Hopefully, the movement will have to get you go get exercises.
Rav Chanan, we tell our patients to do that.
Yeah. There you go. Rav Chanan, Minar Da Amar, he starts with stud and he should move around to the side. Rav Nuna Omer, Yamashmesh Bitzwar Ba Osamakom. He should start examining himself over there, trying to open up the muscles. Rabbanan Amar Yisiech Daita, we should not think about it. So Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Avla Rav Ashi Kolshkein Techim Yisiech Daita Lo Machni. So if you don't think about it, you're sure not going to go to the bathroom. No. Amalei Yisiech Daita B'dvar Vachem. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about anything else. Just this. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Midifti L'didi Chazili. I once saw Hahutaya, a certain Arab, the Kam V'yasiv. He got up, he sat down. Ad Deshafach Kikadera. And then he went to the bathroom like a pot pouring out. Like nice and flowing. Beautiful. Tanur Rabbanan. Hanichnat.
What do you think of the Arabs? I thought it was embarrassing to a fellow Jew.
No, maybe because he's all Arab. Tanur Rabbanan. Hanichnat l'sudas keva. If somebody goes into a sudas keva. If somebody goes into a sudas keva, he's going to sit down for a meal. So Yahalech Yud Pa'amim Shal Arba Arba. He should walk 10 times 4 amos, which is 40 amos, but you do it that way. You walk 4 amos, then stop. Then another 4. Do that 10 times. That'll get your intestines nice and open, and you can eat like a mensch. Amri Leh, some say, Dal Pa'amim Shal Eser Amos. Some say the other way around. Walk 4 times 10 amos. V'nifne, v'nichnas, then you can go to the bathroom. V'nichnas, v'yoshe v'mkomo, and you can eat like a mensch. Okay. Cheres, what's the shear of cheres, of pottery, to carry on Shabbos? Kedelitin bein patzim, to put between the patzim. So I believe that those are the cracks when you're building a house, and you have some like a crack here and there. So you stuff one slab and another slab, so you'll stuff it up with some clay. That's the shear. Divei Reb Yehuda, that's Reb Yehuda Shita. Right, Rashi says, the first Rashi, Kishemesadrin petzimin, when you're setting up the slabs, the omdin, and you put them up, the koros, you make beams, the otsin, soar shall koros, ala aret, right, and you put them in the ground, vish halal ben zel azeh, there is a little bit of a space, somchal mitachtov, you support them, shlo yis akim, they shouldn't get crooked. Rav Meir Omar, kedelachtov's boas haor, the size of the amount of clay is the amount to start a fire. Rav Yossi Omar, kedelachabel bo revius, the amount that you could put a revius of water in the shard of clay. Okay? I'm a Reb Meir. Afal pisha in raya ledavar. Even though there's no raya that I'm right, zecher ledavar. There is a zecher. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says as follows. It says, lo yimate, bimechtiso, you will not find in your shards, cheres, right? Cheres, a fragment. Lachtos eish, to scrape off the fire, miyikod, from the coal. Okay? So you see that a coal, that a cheres and a fire are mentioned together in a pasuk in Yeshaya. That pasuk has nothing to do whatsoever with the shear of carrying on Shabbos. Not at all. But you see some remez. So Amalei Reb Yossi, Misham Raya? What are you talking about? The very next words of the pasuk say, Ulach Shof Igava, and to scoop water out of the cistern. So you see, my shear is right. You gave a shear with fire, I gave a shear with water. So you see, I'm right. It's not right to you, it's right to me. It's right to neither of them, in other words, right? So, Yibay Elohu, Shi'ura Derev Meir Nafish? Which one's greater? Is Reb Meir's shear bigger? Or Shi'ura Derev Yossi Nafish? Or is Reb Yossi's shear bigger? Again, Reb Meir said to light a fire, Reb Yossi said to hold a revius of water. So Mistabra, the Shi'ura Derev Yossi Nafish. It makes sense to say that the shear of Reb Yossi is bigger. Why is the shear of Reb Yossi bigger? Why is the shear of Reb Yossi bigger? Because how much clay do you need to start a fire? But the amount of clay to hold a revius is a normal amount. But by the way, umikra shiur de Reb Meir nafish. But the pasuk that we quoted in Yeshaya seems to imply that Reb Meir's shear is bigger. Why? The isal kadaitach shiur de Reb Yossi nafish. Right? If you hold that the shear of Reb Yossi is bigger, so what is that pasuk saying? That pasuk is basically cursing Klal Yisrael. You're going to be so bad. You're not even going to have a shard. You're not even going to have. So layit b'mona zutra v'hadar layit b'mona rabba. First you start off with the small amount, and then you mention the bigger amount. You're not even going to have anything to scrape off the water. And you're also not going to have to light a fire. If the scraping off the water is smaller, that doesn't make any sense. You're not even going to have a dollar, and you're not even going to have $5. That doesn't make any sense. Right, Rashi says? Right? Rashi says, the first Rashi there in the Gemara, At kaftahi, I don't know what that means. Kolomar lefri divrehem nearest Reb Meir machmir. I think officially Reb Meir is more machmir. The Amar, because he says lachtoch bo or, to light a fire. V'lo pirish shiure. Doesn't say how much the shear is. V'cheres purta chazi l'chada gachelet. Then l'kabel v'yis mayim nafishiura. Right? And I think like misvara, how much clay do you need to light a fire? Okay. How much clay do you need to fold a revius? Much bigger. V'chi mayanos v'kra, when you look at the pasuk, l'achshov mayim zuter. The water issue is smaller. Why? If the water is bigger, you're not even going to have a small kli. And then you're not going to have a big kli also. Nobody curses like that. Right? You understand what that means? Everyone get that? Right? The first thing we mentioned is the pottery. And the next thing we mentioned is the water issue. So if the water has to be smaller, because you're not even going to have $100, and you're not even going to have $5. That's how bad it's going to be. So that makes sense. You start with the high, you go lower. The other way around makes no sense. So Amar Abaya answers back, well, Masnisa Nami, the Mishnah also is Lachtoch Eish Miyakid de Gedola. Right? The Mishnah also, that we're talking about, you want to light a fire from an already existing big fire. In order to do that, you need a very large piece of clay. Otherwise, you're going to burn your hand. So not necessarily true that the shear of the fire could be a bigger shear. Okay? So the shear of the fire can be a bigger shear. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mishamai. So Shapar Kamalei Rabbi Yossi L'Rav Meir. Isn't what Rabbi Yossi said to Rav Meir a good vart? Right? Rav Meir Lo Mibayaka Amar. The Pasuk was talking in a case of... In a context of lomi baya, what the cursing is like this: lomi baya midi dechashiv l'inshi. You're not even the lowest takechle. You're not even going to have things that are valuable. Elafilu midi dechashiv l'inshi lo lishkachle. You're not even going to have junk. So it could be that it said it backwards. It could be. Okay. Hadron alach hamotzi yayin. Hadron alach hamotzi yayin. Hadron alach hamotzi yayin. Okay. The next perek has nothing whatsoever to do with Masechta Shabbos. Okay? Starts off, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Minayin la'avodah zarah shematame b'masa kinida. How do you know that carrying avodah zarah just makes you tame, just like as if you whatever it needs to carry something? Whatever it needs to carry, even if she doesn't touch it. It's in her bed, it's in her knapsack.
What who carries her?
Well, okay, carry her. So just like when you carry Zanida, even if it doesn't touch her, or she's in a wagon and he's pulling the wagon, or he's picked her up in a chair, like at a wedding, and he picked her up, he didn't touch her, he's still Tame, she's Zanida. So too, if you carry a Avodah Zarah, you don't touch it, you're also Tame. How do you know that? What's this doing here? All of a sudden, in the middle of a new parak in Masechta Shabbos, right? So,
what's the connection between Shon and
correct. So Rashi says, Rashi says, look at the top Rashi, Mishum Deboi Lemisne Bahadaihu. You know what this is doing here? Because we're going to get to the following question. Minayin Shemar Chitzenes Hamila. How do you know that you're allowed to wash a baby on Shabbos? Right? For a bris milah. How with hot water. How do you know you're allowed to do that? So we're going to get to that later in this parak. Kailahu Lahanach the Damile. So we mentioned these things which are similar. How are they similar? We'll get to it. That's what Rashi says. Why is this here? Because we're going to get to the topic of Bris Milah, which is relevant on Shabbos. Bris Milah on Shabbos happens. It happens all the time. My son had a Bris Milah on Shabbos. Happens all the time. And that's going to lead us to the other. And then these are similar, so that's all Derech Agav. That you have many times. Many times you have that. Once the Mishnah starts on a topic, it'll go off on a tangent. Right? So look at the top Tosfos.
I didn't know a Borazam makes your tummy.
Mm-hmm. It's a Dirabanan. We want the people to stay away from Avodah Zarah. The truth is, it's actually going to be learned out of Pesukim. No, I take that back. It's going to be learned out of Pesukim. You'll see the whole daf on Amud Beis, which is very short, is all going to be how do you know? You'll see in a minute. Look at the top Tosfos. Very interesting Tosfos. Pirish Bekuntris, Rashi says, the Nakad Lahacha, why is this, what's this doing here? Mishum Deboi Lemisne, because we're going to get to Minayin Shemarchit and Esakotim. How do you know you wash a baby on Shabbos for the Bris Milah? The Ein Nira. That doesn't make any sense. The Im Kain, Pahahu, Havilah Haskil. That should have been the opening Mishnah. Dope. That's what you said. The opening mission should have been, so how do you wash a baby on Shabbos? Once you start with that, they will have other things on a tangent that are similar. You don't start with a tangent. The ode also, the Havalila Mishne, Perak of Rebbe Demila. There's a whole parak about Bris called Rebbe Elazar Demila. A whole parak about that. All the ins and outs about Bris Mila on Shabbos. So all of a sudden, in the middle of the ninth parak, Ella Nira says to us, what's this doing here? Very interesting. Agav Ditana Le'el Besof Hamotzi. In the last Mishnah, we quoted a pasuk from Yeshaya, which that pasuk had nothing to do with what we quoted it for. Right? It was a complete drasha. Kroy dasmachta gabe cheres. It was whole asmachta about carrying pottery. Nokat nami hani kroy dasmachta. So we quote another pasuk in Yeshaya, which is also going to be an asmachta, about the issue that we're going to be discussing about carrying Avodah Zarah. V'kra, that pasuk in Yeshaya that we're going to quote right now, Husamach lahi kra. It's very close to the other pasuk, right? One, they're both in the same parak in Yeshaya. One's pasuk Yudalid, and one's pasuk Chav Beis. The eight took them apart. The Aisil El lo yamatzi b'machtis ocheres. Like we said, you're not going to be able to find the cheres. You're going to be so poor. You're not even going to be able to find pottery, right? So that's why this mission is here, because the pasuks are next. The pasukim are near each other. It's a very interesting answer, no? In a way, Rashi even makes more sense, right? Right. Kind of answers that.
This question is good, though.
What?
You don't start with a tangent. You start with.
Right. The question is very good.
The answer is not. You know,
right. So on some level, maybe we don't really know why Rudan Nasi did what he did. So they're searching. They're trying to find answers. Each answer is deficient, but they're doing the best they can, right? Okay. Having said all that, the Gemara is very hard now. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Minayin La'avodah Zarah. How do you know that carrying Avodah Zarah, even if you don't touch it, makes you Tameh like carrying a Nida, even if you don't touch her, just carrying her? Shenemar, like it says, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, the pasuk says, Tizreim Kimo, you're going to throw away the Avodah Zarah, just like you're going to throw away the Dava, which is something Tamei. Okay, you're going to throw it away. They're both the same. Just like you throw Tamei things away, you're going to throw the Avodah Zarah away. Say, Tomar Lo. You're going to say to it, go away. You're going to tell the Avodah, go away. Don't come back, go away. Right? That's the pasuk. Okay? Now, what's the something Tamei that we're talking about? We're talking about Ma Nida. Metame b'masa, just like a nida, which is something tame, is tame if you carry it. Af avodah zarah metame b'masa. So to avodah zarah is metame b'masa. Okay. Good. Good. Very simple. So far, very simple. Right? It's not a drasha anywhere. It's not a smachta from a pasuk in Yeshaya. Just like Avodah Zarah, just like a Nida is the time of a Masa. And how do you know that's true? That we'll see. Just like if that's true, which we're going to say it's true, then by the way, it's a very big Chumrah. Most Tumah, the only way it's going to be tumah is if you touch it. Right? Certain Tumah has very Machmer, and even if you don't touch it, you're just carrying it, you're also Tumah.
What do you mean? Many Tumahs are.
Many Tumahs are not. Not everything is Tumah with carry.
No.
Not everything.
Charities.
I don't know about that.
No.
I don't know, we'll see. We'll see now. Okay? Now, Tran Hasam, we learned in our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Misha Hayabeso, Samach La Avodah Zarah. If you have a house next to you share a house with a church, and you have a wall in your house, a party wall it's called, that same wall is your house's wall and the church's wall. Right? It's a semi-attached house. You live in a semi-attached house. You have a wall going through the house. On one side is you, and on one side is the church. Now, how'd that ever happen? Because you had to ever buy that house. The answer is no. First, there was a stomach guy there, and he sold it to a church. And now there's a church on one side, and you're on the other. Come up. It could very easily come up. And what happened? The wall came down. Now, if you... Vinafa, the wall came down. So if you rebuild the wall, you're giving Hana to a church. So you can't do that. So Asa Livnoso, you can't rebuild the wall. Ketzad Yaseh, what do you do? What you have to do is, Kone Sosok Shalo Arba Amos Ubone. You have to move the wall, you have to give the church now 4 amos, move your wall 4 amos away, so you build the wall.
You're benefiting the church for doing that also. You can
move, I know, but it's, I guess it's indirect. And the assumption is, that every wall, the average wall was 4 amos thick, let's say. So by you moving the wall, you're now completely on your property, and you're not giving the church any hana, any direct hana by rebuilding the wall. That's what you do. Okay, that's a Mishnah.
When you build your own wall, don't build a common wall.
What?
You're saying don't build the common wall again, just build your wall.
Correct, correct. Right, okay. Good? Very good.
How is
it you build it with him? If the wall was owned half by you and half by a church, how'd that happen? Same thing. You had a neighbor, and a neighbor sold it to a church. So the half the wall is owned by you. Correct.
This is the ground beneath the wall was half his and half.
Okay, it's the same thing. Then nidon mechza al mechza. Then it's considered 50-50, right? It's considered 50-50. Avonov, the eitzav, the efarov, the stones, the wood, the earth, right? Whatever, all the, right? Mitamim kisheretz. All that makes you tame like a sheretz. Shenemar, like it says, shaket tishaktenu, right? That avodah zarah should be repulsive to you. It uses a lashon of like a creepy crawly thing, which means those things are tame. So too, all these items are tame. Okay, Rashi says, lashon sheket kisheret she'eno mitame b'masa. But none of that stuff is a sheret is not mitame b'masa. So all these items are not mitame b'masa. Okay. Okay. Good. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kinida. No, Rabbi Akiva says all this stuff is like a nida, which means what? Mitame b'ma. Shenema, like it says, Tizrom Kimo Dava. Throw it away. Throw the Avodah Zarah away, like you throw away something tame. Ma nida matame b'masa. Just like a nida is matame b'masa, af Avodah Zarah matame b'masa. So to Avodah Zarah is matame with carrying it. So there's a machloket. What's the story with this stuff? And that's why our Mishnah started off. I'm Rabbi Akiva. How do you know Avodah Zarah is matame b'masa? Because we just fleshed it out now. It's not a universal shita. Tanakam argues. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not true. Okay? Amar Rabba. So Rabba said, Tizrom de Amar Kra. The word Tizrom, which means throw it away. Nakrinhu minach kizar. Right? Recognize. I think that's what this means. Recognize that it's a foreign idol. But it's a foreign god, right? Is that what it means?
Yes, you must estrange it from yourself as you would to a stranger.
Right. Say to Marlo. Say to it, get out of here. Hikanes, come close, I'll to Marlo. But to come close, don't say that. Okay? What was the point of that? What was the point of that? Right? Treat it like it's foreign. Tell it to leave. Don't tell it to come in. Which is what you do to things that are tame, and what you do to Avodah Zarah. You don't want to call Avodah Zarah in. The Omar. Okay. Now we're going to start a topic about something called an Evan Mesama. An Evan Mesama, I believe, it's some kind of stone. It's learned out from the Pasuk in Daniel, when they threw Daniel into the lion's den, and they sealed it up with a stone. So he couldn't get out. Daniel couldn't get out. He's stuck in there with the lions. And of course nothing happened. There was a big nate. So the pasuk there mentions the word, I think it's the word mesama, or very similar to the word. Oh, here it is. It's the pasuk in Daniel, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudches, Vehesoyes Evan Chada Vesumas Al Pum Guba. So it's called an Evan HaMesama. An Evan HaMesama, it's also a strange halacha. Not a strange halacha, it's a unique halacha. Let's say you have a stone, and it's resting on something. So it's not on the ground. It's resting on something. And this thing's under the stone. Let's say Kalim. And Anida sits on top of that stone. she will be metame the kalim underneath. Shouldn't touch those kalim. It's not an ohel. Because she's not on top of the kalim. She's on top of the stone on top of the kalim. There's no such thing like that. There's no such thing as a double ohel. Imagine kalim are in a house and you put a mace on the roof. That's not an ohel. Because it's not in the same room.
Why do you have different zones?
It goes through the house? No.
That could be outside as well. Ohel's not outside. Ohel's only like in a closed space.
Of course an ohel's outside. That's why a Kohen can't go to a cemetery. Cemeteries are all outdoors. Right? Because the tumah goes up. But the other way around it doesn't work. Tumah doesn't go down. So if it needs the top of a stone, big boulder. Underneath the boulder there's some kalim. Tumah doesn't go down. But there's a special din. If it's a stone, this wouldn't be on a bench. But if it's a stone, special din, it's called Eben HaMetzameh, and she makes tummy the things underneath. Okay? More than that, I can't comment. Now, here we go. The Amar Rava. Bimasa. When it comes to Masa, Dekuli Alma Lo Pligi Dimetama. Everybody agrees that when it comes to Tumas Masa, everybody will agree that there's such a concept of Tumah over here. Da Iskash Lenida. Because everyone will agree with the Takish, even though the Tanakhama didn't agree before, but by an Evan HaMetzameh he will agree. I'm sorry. Rava says everybody agrees to Rabbi Akiva. Ki pligi, when do they argue? The Evan HaMetzameh. They argue with an Evan HaMetzameh. Look at Rashi, Evan HaMetzameh. Evan, it's an Evan. Sheshamuha agabe yisedos. It's resting on some kind of support. Yisedos means pegs. Somehow it's resting, so it's not flush with the ground. The kalim tachteha, and there are kalim underneath it. Kedichsiv, like it says by Daniel, the heisoyis even chada, the samta alpum guba, which means they closed up the den and they put Daniel in there. The nida ozov yoshvin aleha, and a nida and a zov are sitting on this even hamasama. Afalpi shlovich bidu ala kalim. Even though nothing's touching these kalim, not only is nothing touching it, they're not even supporting it, they're not even moving it, zero. Nevertheless, tameim hakalim, the kalim become tamei, dichsiv, like it says, kol asher yiyeh tachtov. Okay, that's just what it is. Says Rabba, we started off the perek, Rabbi Akiva said that anida, that avodah zarah is matameh b'masa, just like anida. Everybody agrees to that. Where do they differ? On this Evan HaMetzameh issue. Ki pligi be Evan HaMetzameh. Rabbi Akiva savar kinida. Rabbi Akiva says, same story. Ma nida matame be Evan HaMetzameh. Just like a nida is matame Evan HaMetzameh. Af avodah zarah matame be Evan HaMetzameh. So to avodah zarah, same thing. You take an idol, you stick it on top of that stone, anything underneath becomes tame.
In general, everything that's needed in avodah zarah is the same exact thing?
Yes. V'rabbanan savri? No. Compare things on the things under the kisheretz. They compared Evan HaMetzameh to a sheretz. Ma sheretz lo matam Evan HaMetzameh. There's no such thing. You take a sheretz, you stick it on top of the Evan HaMetzameh, it will not make the things underneath tameh. It doesn't work. Af avodah zarah lo matam Evan HaMetzameh. So too, avodah zarah doesn't work like an Evan. Doesn't work by an Evan HaMetzameh. So too. Ulu Rabbi Akiva. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, Lamai iskish, Lamai hilchasa ishkas l'sheretz. Why? In what way was avodah zarah compared to a sheretz? Why? Because it does say shaketz tishaktenu, that we compare avodah zarah to a creepy crawly thing. In what way? Not regarding Evan HaMetzameh, because Rabbi Akiva says no. It doesn't have the din of a sheretz regarding Evan HaMetzameh.
I thought most of this tumah are aloch lemoshe nesirei. So now we're using a hekesh with a possible novi?
Yeah. I know, it's very strange. Yeah. I know. So the Gemara answers, what ways did Rabbi Akiva compare a sheretz to a avodah zarah? In what way? The answer is, limashmashin, to the accompanying things. Right? Which Rashi says, she'ein hakelim hamishamshin tameim lo b'masa lo b'eben hamasamah. In the temple there, they have kelim. They have a spoon that they burn incense and some cup, the goblet. All those things That's not idol worship. That's not the idol itself. That's the helping the idol, right? That serves the idol. All those things are tame like a sharet, says Rabbi Akiva. Not like a nida. That already has to be the idol itself. But all the kalim that help the idol, that service the idol, that has a tuma like a sharet. That's what it's compared to. Ula Rabbanon, lamai hilchasa iskash lanida. Now, according to the Rabbanon, in what way is a nida compared to avodah zarah? After all, there is a pasuk in Yeshaya that does compare them. In what way are they compared? We said already, lamasa, regarding tumas masa. Right? Regarding tumas masa. Okay? Now the Gemara adds, v'lukshe rachmana linevela. Why didn't the Torah compare avodah zarah?
Yeah.
Avodah zarah?
Yeah.
Why did the Gemara compare avodah zarah to nevela? Says Rashi. Look at nevela, the isba masa, because nevela has tumas masa. Like Marcel said before, many things have tumas masa, but v'les be evan hamasama. But there is no Evan Hamasam with Tumas Nevela. Take a dead carcass and throw it on top of the Evan, it will not make a thing on it.
It's got to be an exclusion.
No, V'hachi Adif, says Rashi, it's better. It would have been made more sense to learn out of Avodah Zarah from Nevela. Why? That you don't need a Sheretz issue. It's compared to a Nevela. Whatever the rules are by a Nevela, so what you do, you took Avodah Zarah and you split it in half. In some ways, it's like a Sheretz. In some ways, it's like a Nida. Why are you doing that? Just compare it to a nevela. So the Gemara answers, Eina chanami. You're right. Ella ma nida eina le'evarin. Just like a nida, there's no such thing as what does that mean? Eina le'evarin. It says Rashi. Very difficult. Im nichtach aver mimena. Let's say a woman loses an aver. She loses a finger, a nida. Mitame b'masa uba ohel. That finger will still become tame if you touch it. If you carry it, and if you're in the same room with it, mishum toras aver min achai, because it's aver min achai, aval lo mishum toras aver min anida, but not because of aver min anida. Why? There's no such thing as aver min anida. What kind of thing is that? V'naf kamina d'lo matame be'evin hamasama. So that finger will not become tame even hamasama. Anida will, but not the finger of anida. Why? There's no such thing as aver min anida. So too, af avodah zarah. So too, let's say you have a Lego avodah zarah. You made avodah zarah out of Lego. You take off a piece of the Lego, take off a piece of the avodah zarah, you put it somewhere else. Will that piece have the same? Have like Rashi says, kigon avodah zarah shel chulius. Avodah zarah made of pieces. Aver mimena, ena matame klal mishum avodah zarah. There's no such thing like that. If you have an avodah zarah and you take a piece of it off, that piece is not avodah zarah. Avodah zarah has to be a whole, complete piece. You can have pieces. Yeah, how do you know that? Just like you can't have a piece of a nida, you can't have a piece of an avodah zarah. It's exactly the same. Okay? Just one more minute. Ve'elah ha'deboi Rav Chama bar Guria, avodah zarah yeshlin le'evarim en le'evarim. But he had a kasha about that. Rav Chama had a kasha. Can there be pieces of avodah zarah or not? Tivshot le'miha d'orbanon en le'evarim. Here we have an answer. The answer is, there's no such thing as pieces. Right? The answer is Rav Bar Guria Aliva de Rav Akiva Boile. Now he asks this question according to Rav Akiva. That what? That according to Rav Akiva, Avodah Zarah and Nida did have Evan Hamasama. Therefore, so the comparison. Therefore what? He was only asking this question according to Rav Akiva, right? That what? That avodah zarah and nida sama, right? So can you learn that same hekesh that did not matame le'evarim, or did the hekesh not apply even to being matame le'evarim or not? That was the question. Now we'll just get to the end of the page because it's the exact same Gemara repeated again, just a different jita. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Evan Hamasama, the exact opposite now. By Evan Hamasama, kuli ama lo pligi de lo matama. Everybody holds there is no tumah. Keep pligi b'masa. The whole machlok is only by masa. Rabbi Akiva savar k'nida. Ma'ani d'vatami masa, afvot azar matari masa. Rabbanan savri k'sharetz. Ma'asharetz lo matari b'masa, afvot azar lo matari b'masa. Rabbi Akiva, Lamai Hilchas Iskashel Sheretz. Then what is the comparison to Sheretz and Avodah Zarah? L'mashmashin to the Kalim. And Rabbanan Lamai Hilchasa. And according to the Rabbanan, Lamai Hilchasa Iskash L'Nida. In what way are they compared to Nida? Ma Nida Einale Varim. Just like the Nida, no such thing as a piece of Nida. Af Avodah Zarah Einale Varim. So too, there's no such thing as a piece of Avodah Zarah. Alright, so we'll stop right here. We got to the last word of the page. And now the Gemara is going to continue back and forth more on this issue. And we'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to do 7:10. Tomorrow.
Are we having today?
No, today no. Everyone have a very good day.
Why are you allowed to make